though nominally they are different sects, they follow the same Dhamma, same Vinaya, same way of practice, except some simple slight things. All are working together in harmony, in friendship. That is the nature of sects in Sri Lanka.
在今日的斯里兰卡，总共我的了解有六个宗派，在这六个宗派里面最主要的是三个宗派，第一个是暹罗派，第二个是缅甸派，第三个是喇嘛派。在暹罗派里面呢，又可以分为大宗派以及法宗派。在喇嘛派、暹罗派、缅甸派里面又有其他相干的比较小的派别，因此总共加起来有20个小的支派。最近这些喇嘛派感觉他们有必要这个团结起来，因此又组合成一个大的宗派。总之在斯里兰卡是有不同的宗派，可是这些不同的宗派彼此之间都能够和谐的相处，他们修的是同样的法门，守的是同样的戒律，弘扬的是同样的佛法，只有在很细微的地方有所差别而已。生在末法时期的众生如何去面对这么多的天灾人祸？ In the Dharma ending period, how do the people, different beings, to face so many natural disasters and calamities?
Dhamme sasana vinasa kale, parihaniya kale,ස්වාභාවික විපත් විශාල වශයෙන් ඇති වෙලා තියෙනවා. මේ ස්වාභාවික විපත්, ඒ ස්වාභාවික විපත් වලට අපි කොහොමද හනෝ මුහුණ දෙන්නේ?
මොනවාද ස්වාභාවික විපත් කිව්වේ?
ස්වාභාවික නායකයන්ගේ ජල ගැලීම් වගේ, ඊළඟ හිටපු ගමන් ප්ලේන් කරාගෙන වැටෙනවා, ඒ වගේ.
මොනවාද?
හිටපු ගමන් ওই ගම් වතුර වලින් ගිනිය වලින් විනාශ වෙනවා, ඒ වගේ විපත්. ධර්මයේ පිළිහිගෙන යන කාලේ අපි කොහොමද හනෝ ඒවට මුහුණ දෙන්නේ? කටයුතු කරා
earthquakes, deluges, and such things happen not only today. If you go back through the history, you find even in ancient days there were such damages. Long ago there was a continent called Atlantis, a very big and prosperous country. Within a short time it was deluged, underwater, it was entirely destroyed. So these things are not new, but when such things happen, whatever it may be, what Buddhist should do is to be virtuous and make strong aspiration, strong will that may the world be righteous, may all these damages stop, may devas look after us, may bodhisattvas look after us and do these good deeds and transfer merits to these devas and bodhisattvas while people also becoming good, real, virtuous ones. That is what we have to do.
天灾人祸并不是今天才有的，自古以来都有连续不断的天灾人祸。比如说一个国家不能是很富庶的，洪水一来，这个国家就淹没在大水之中。 天灾人祸固然是这么样的多，佛教徒要怎么样去面对呢？佛教徒必须要发大心，必须要发大愿，自己多多的行善，同时祈求诸佛菩萨能够加庇我们这个世界。 加批所有的众生，减少天灾人祸。还要将我们所做一切善行的功德回向给这个世间，给一切的众生。这是佛教徒能够做的事。如果打坐时一切都静止了，包括念头在内都静止了，只有呼吸一进一出，这种经验正确吗？如果是肯定的，那么要如何使这种经验延长？这种要求是贪的吗？ In meditation, if everything is calmed down, including our ideas, our thoughts are calmed down, there is only breath in and breath out, only in breath and out breath. Is this experience correct? If it is correct, how to prolong this experience? Is this desire a kind of greed?
Bhavana kallahitang ඒක තත්ත්වයකට පත් වෙලා සියලුම ඔය ඔය කෙලෙස් තරමේව නැති කරලා ඒ කිසිම හැඟීමක් හිතේ ඒ කිසිම හිතේ ඔය නොඑක් ඒ හැඟීම් නැති කරලා භාවනාව නිකන් පත් වෙලා තියෙනවා නා කියන්නේ බ්‍රේතින් එකට විතරක් මේ භාවනාව අපේ මේ ආනාපාන සති තත්ත්වයට පත් වෙලා ආනා එතකොට දැන් තියෙන්නේ මේ ආනාපාන සති භාවනාව විතරයි. එතකොට ඒක දිගටම කරගෙන යනකොට ඒක තණ්හාවක්ද කියලා අහනවා. ආනාපාන සති භාවනාව.
Suppose you are sick. You are suffering from sickness. If you take some treatment, some medicine, and you have cured yourself. If you try to keep your body in good health more and more, to do something more to the world, is it wrong? Is it not wrong? You may do it continually.
Suppose您生了病, 您就接受治疗，也吃了药，因此就将病给治好了。可是治好病之后，您还要继续来吃药吗？你要让你的身体越来越健康，是不是还要采用其他的方式呢？ 万法生灭的根本动力是什么？ What is the fundamental force behind the arising and the disappearing of everything? What is the fundamental force?
ඇතිවීමයි නැතිවීමයි අතර සම්බන්ධය
ගතන්න.
Power. What is the fundamental power behind the arising and the disappearing of everything?
ඇතිවීමයි නැතිවීමයි අතර එහා පැත්තේ තියෙන power එක මොකද්ද කියලා අහනවා.
ඇතිවීමයි නැතිවීමයි
අතර සම්බන්ධය ගෙන යන්න තියෙන power එක.
There is no power except as regards people, living beings, there is tanha, strong desire to live in the world. Because of that, there is progress. Again, there is coming down. Again, sometimes they go up. Progressing, again they come down, declining. This is due to the tanha, the craving which is hidden in your thought stream, in your mind.
万法生灭的根本动力，除了贪爱贪欲之外别无其他，那是想要活在这个世间的强烈欲望。因此呢，欲贪就是万法生灭的原动力。欲贪就是在你的心中有一个强烈的贪欲。在什么状况下才算是并知道是欲佛受记？ In under which condition that one can understand that he has been recognized by the Buddha, that one would become a Buddha in the future? How to recognize?
මොන තත්ත්වයට පත්වනයන් පස්සේ ද අහනවා පිතායට අඳුන්නල දෙන්න පුළුවන්
recognized by Buddha
recognized by a Buddha and authorized by the Buddha that one would become a Buddha
නාකන අපි සාමාන්‍ය එක්කෙනෙ මොන තත්ත්වයට පත්වනාම දහනවා තව කෙනෙක් පිළිබඳව හැඳින්වීමක් කරන්න පුළුවන් මෙයා බුදු වෙනවා මෙයා මේ තත්ත්වයට පත් වෙනවා කියලා
Everybody can do it. If you develop yoga meditation, which we call jhana, if you develop jhana and attain to its fourth stage, we call it chatuttha jhana, and then you have to train your mind to know others' thoughts.Paracitta Vijanana. Unless you come to this kind of mind's level, that is Chatuttha Jhana for Jhana, you can't develop this thought reading properly. When you develop that kind of Jhana, you can develop reading others' thoughts, reading others' nature.Such a person can say, this person will be so and so, will be so and so, to some extent. Some person can see a short time, some person can see a long time. So definitely we can't say everybody is able to do that. Only a Buddha can see the future perfectly of a person and can say whether he had, would attain to Buddhahood or not.
每一个人都可以办得到, 他的途径就是要修禅定, 先修四禅, 再修四空定。 当一个人能够完全进入禅定之后, 就会有这种能力 来看到未来的结果，或者是看到别人的情况，但并不是每一个人都能够达到这么样高的境界，唯有佛他才能够看得出某一个修行人的未来状况。 当人与人之间真心可交流时，一方内心起障碍，致不能真心的交流，无障碍的那方该如何如法的协助对方消除障碍，真心以对。 How can friends get along together with sincerity? Somebody may have obscuration, yeah, to make friends with other people, and how to help them to get rid of the obscuration.
Komadahano nakhan yahalu sambandhata niyama hadavatin andragana sambandhata pavattagane yanne. එහෙම නැත්නම් ඒ වගේ අයට කොහොමද ආනෝ උදව් කරන්නේ එහෙම
if you want to continue friendship be honest that is the key
如果你还想继续跟他做朋友的话那唯有依靠诚实真心为之 生活中为什么总是离开菩提心, 在心中升起的总是人我是非, 即使念佛或行善之后, 仍然无法尽除。
In our daily life, why we are always away from the bodhicitta? Why we are always away from the bodhicitta? And in our mind, there is always the differentiation, always dispute, okay, dualism. What is the problem?
සාමාන්‍ය ජීවිතයේදී මොකදහනෝ මේ නිතරම මේ කරුණාව ඒ වගේ හොඳ හොඳ සිත් නිතර පහළ නොවෙන්නේ. හුඟක් නරක හිත් දේවල් ඇති වෙලා ඇති වෙනවා. ඊළඟට ඒ වගේම කරුණාවගේ හොඳ වැදගත් සිත් පහළ වෙන්නේ නැහැ. මොකද අහන මේකට හේතුව?
මේ මොකද කියන්නේ? සමහරුන්ට කරුණා සිත් පහළ වෙනවා.
නෑ නෑ කියන්නේ දැන් සාමාන්‍ය ජීවිතයේදී කරුණාවගේ සිත් පහළ වීම අඩුයි. නිතරම කරදර බාධක වගේ සිත් ඇති වෙන තරහ වගේ වල් ඇති වෙන සිත් පහළ වෙන නිතරම. කොහොමද අහන අර වගේ දේවල් ඇති
කරගන්නේ? It is because when you are very busy in earning your living, in storing up your wealth, taking care of your wealth from your enemies, there are so many obstacles, so many hindrances to your progress. Due to that, always mind is at unrest. But meanwhile, if you have good companionship, if you are born religious person, now and then you become kind, and try to control yourself. So this is due to the circumstances. It happens according to the environment. If the environment is good, mostly you become kind. If the environment, circumstances are full of troubles, then you become less kind. Very seldom you become kind. That is the nature of the world.
就是由于您试着来谋求生计，或者是想尽办法要累积财富，想要从对方中来取得你的一切财富，因此心才会躁动不安。反之，如果您有好的伴侣，如果您能够修行的话，你的心就可以安定下来。环境就是影响的力量，环境如果充满了混乱，当然心就不能安定下来。环境如果是祥和的话，自然就可以使心安定下来。在家居士的修行与出家众有何差别？佛陀有否对此做特别的开示？
භික්ෂූන් වහන්සේලාගෙත් මේ උපාසක උපාසිකාවන්ගෙත් ඒ බුදුදහම ප්‍රැක්ටිස් කරන ක්‍රම වෙනස්. මොකද අහනවා බුදුහාඳුරෝ විශේෂයෙන්ම එහෙම වෙනස් කරලා දේශනා කරේ භික්ෂු භික්ෂුණීන්ලට වෙනම උපාසක උපාසිකායට වෙනම ක්‍රම.
Due to the level of the development of their mind. Now, in a school, there are kindergarten, boys of kindergarten sections. You have to teach the lessons according to their mental attitude. If there are, and at the same there are higher forms, according to the form you have to teach. There are highest forms in which science is taught, suitable to that standard or that class you have to teach them science. So, according to the change of development, Buddha also has to give instructions the way of following. This is the reason all people can't follow the rules as bhikkhus do. Therefore, let them do according to the way they can do. Like a child. A child can't do higher works. When he grows up, he has to do big works. Similarly, the lay people can't follow some rules. To them Buddha gave simple rules. Till they evolve, till they little by little grow in virtues. But after a long practice, sometimes they also will be able to practice the rules of bhikkhus or monks. To the monks who can practice higher virtues, Buddha gave them rules suitable to them. This is suitable to the development of mind, the level of mind, a level of their development Buddha gave. You have to teach a person suitable to his mental attitude, his way, his strength. That is what the Buddha has done.
这是由于心智发展的不同所致。比如说在学校就有幼稚园，对于幼稚园的小孩子就必须教导适合小孩子心智的课程，当这个小孩子长大的时候就必须教比较高层次的知识，在科学的教育里面就是这个样子，必须吻合这个学习者的心智发展。所有的人类并不能够像比丘一般的羞耻，因此佛陀就对这些在家人教一些简单易行的法门，当他们的层次心智发展到比较高的境界，就可以修持像比丘般的修行。因此在家出家的修行完全都是佛陀斗鸡施教的方便。在中国有所谓悟后起修的说法，此种说法在佛陀的教法中有否教授？
In China, there is a saying that one should practice after realize the nature. Is there any such teaching in the Buddha?
චීනාගේ ඔය චීන ජනතාවගේ මහචීන චීන ජනතාවගේ ඔය ප්‍රැක්ටිස් කිරීම පිළිබඳවත් බුද්ධාගම පිළිබඳවත් බුදුහාඳුරෝ දේශනා කරපුවත් සමානද කියලා අහනවා.
I can't say anything about them because I don't know what Chinese people do.
这个问题我没有办法回答，因为我不知道这个中国人是怎么样悟后起修的。念观禅观身心变化的方式是什么，与其最终目的为何？
How to practice vipassana to observe our physical body and our mind, and what is the ultimate goal of vipassana?
විපස්සනා භාවනාවෙන් කොහොමද අහනව අපේ ශරීරය හිත පිළිබඳව ඔබ්සර්ව් කරන්නේ විපස්සනා භාවනාවේ ඊළඟට ඒකේ අවසාන පරමාර්ථය මොකද්ද කියලා අහනවා
විපස්සනා meditation is the meditation about your body and mind to understand what your body isTo understand what your mind is. Yesterday also I explained, when you practice vipassana about your body, you will see this body is a collection of material units, matter units, always rising and vanishing. There is nothing permanent, nothing static. So you understandthe body. When you understand this nature of the body, your desire for body become less and less. Your sensual desire become weak. At last it may disappear. Then again he has to practice, he has to examine his mind. When he examine his mind, he will seeMind also is nothing but a stream of mind units, mental units. Seriously, like a stream, this thought stream flows, and every thought, every mind unit is subject to change. It is not eternal. It is subject to momentary death, followed by momentary rise, again followed by momentary death. So you see anicca and death of mind, momentary death of mind. When he practices his body, he sees all bodily parts momentarily dying and rising, again dying and rising. So your body is nothing but a continuity of rising and vanishing, being born and dying series. Your mind also is the same way, impermanent states, dukkha states, rising and vanishing states. So you understand mind and body. When you come to this understand, you don't have any craving, any desire to keep this body continue to next birth. Your mind also to continue to next birth when you practice this. If you come to the topmost state of this experience, this practice, you become an arahant. Like Buddha, you are free from entire desire for the world.
必不舍那内观察，就是来观照身和心。诚如昨天我所说明的，观察身的方法就是来了解到身的真实面貌；观察心的方法就是了解心的实相。在我们观照之后，就可以发现我们的身只不过是无数的物质单元所构成的，这些物质的单元时时刻刻都是在升起而后消失，升起而后消失，并没有一个恒常不变的物质单元。有了这种的体认之后，就可以减少我们对于身体的贪着。同样的情况，我们用来观察心，就可以发现所谓的心只不过是像河流般的心的单元而已。我们的念头妄想时时刻刻都是在升起消失，升起消失，找不到一个永远的念头，因此就可以了知无常和苦的真谛。当我们知道身是时刻在变化之中，心也是瞬间在生灭之中，就可以减少对于我们身的执着，就可以甚至于整个消除我们对心的贪着。贪着要到下一世去，也可以消除我们对于心念头的执着，不要让它带到下一世去。这种修行的境界在到达最圆满的时候，就可以证得阿罗汉果，就像佛陀一样，完全从生死的轮回里面得到完全究竟的解脱。最后一个问题好不好？居士应如何护持佛法？在不同宗派之间，居士应如何来护持佛法？In among the different
school says, how do the lay people support the Buddha Dharma?
Naikani noyikut me oy Buddha gamme noyikut kotas atar mini me samanya janatawa kohoma dahano e ayata udaw karanne noy mahayana yina yana oy wage noyik noyikut aagamika kotas bedila tiyenawane ඒ ආගමික කොටස් බෙදීම අතර මේ සාමාන්‍ය බෞද්ධ ජනතාව කොහොමද ආනෝ ඒ අයට උදව් කරන්නේ?
Rather, due to some reason, there arose up different sections, but all of them are Buddhist. All of them are going along the eightfold path. The path is the same. You have to regard only that, not minor divisions. Therefore, don't think of their divisions, subdivisions, or sections or sects. Let them carry out according to their different practices, different ways of living. But if they follow eightfold path, you have to treat them all alike, because they are all going along the same road. The going along the same road is the thing which is to be respected, which is to be regarded. Because of this, a monk becomes worthy of worship, becomes worthy of respect. Therefore, this is the important thing. Forget unimportant divisions. Regard this important thing going along the eightfold path. Then, understanding this fact, regard and treat all monks of all sections without regarding their minor divisions.
由于某些的因缘, 所以就有不同的宗派产生, 但这些不同的宗派 都是佛教的宗派, 大家都是在修持八正道, 因此身为居士, 就应该一体同仁地对待所有不同的宗派。 只要他们是修持八正道的, 那就是佛教的宗派, 就值得我们来尊敬, 我们来护持, 我们不应该再去看那些细微的不同处, 比如说细微的修行方法, 细微的生活方式的不同, 这些 都是不重要的, 比起重要的八正道来说, 其余都是微不足道, 唯有八正道, 才是真正的在修持佛法。 非常感激诸位菩萨, 我们时间恰恰好, 同时我们感激大长老, 谢谢。
Now, concluding our questioning and answering, I have to tell you one thing. Several times you came to listen to me, and you have paid much respect to me. You listened to me very earnestly. Therefore, you have earned much merit. For this, I must be thankful to you all. Before I came to this country, I knew nothing of this land. As a child, when at school, I learned about an island called Formosa. Only this much I knew as a boy. But recently I came to know it is the very Formosa that has become Taiwan and has progressed up to very high level. And I was very happy to come to this country. So actually I have understood the people of this country are very good. Majority are pious Buddhist. Monks are, according to my understanding, monks are very good. Therefore, you have to be thanked by us who have come from Ceylon. And after all, there is one gentleman who interpreted to me, who is here now. I have to be thankful to him also. And I am thankful to you all for listening to me. Tomorrow I leave this country, but if I live longer and if I get better in health, I try to come another time to this country to teach and preach and answer your questions and to enjoy myself also seeing the beautiful shrine and even to earn merit by paying pujas to these holy shrines. So I thank the whole country. I thank all of you. Especially I thank the monks who invited me, Venerable Chandima and others, and the interpreter gentleman. So may you live long by the grace of Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Satthite hotu. Sabbhityo vyajjantu sabbarogo vinasatu mate bhavatvanto rayo. Sukhi dighayuko bhava. Sabbhityo vyajjantu sabbarogo vinasatu mate bhavatvanto rayo. Sukhi dighayuko bhava. Sabbhityo vyajjantu sabbarogo vinasatu mate bhavatvantarayo sukhi dighayuko bhava. May you live long in all prosperity by the grace of Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha and Bodhisattva. Thanks.
现在是我们结束问答的时候了。 在结束之前，我想再说几句话。这几天来，诸位来听我的演讲，我必须感激诸位。诸位也累积了很多的功德。在我来到这个国家之前，我对于这个国家可以说是一无所知。小时候， 我只晓得有一个岛屿叫做福尔摩沙。等到我来到这个地方之后，我发现福尔摩沙已经变成台湾了。诸位的努力使得贵国能够如此的富裕繁荣。在我来到台湾之后，我深深地感觉到 台湾是一个非常好的国家，人民是这么样的善良，所有的出家法师是如此的慈悲
精进，我们大多数的国民也都是在修持的佛法，诸位在听我演讲时候是如此的真诚恳切，这使得我非常的感动。我必须谢谢我们的翻译者，他也就在现场协助我们大家来了解佛法。当然我也必须感谢诸位能够共襄盛举来参与这个殊胜的法会。我回明天就要离开这个国家了，如果我能够多活几年，而的我的健康也能够比较好的话，我会再来到这个地方跟大家一起来相处，来回答诸位的问题。我必须感激邀请我来台湾的禅帝玛法师以及其他的善信大众，也必须感谢我们在场的诸位，我深深的感激这个国家，这个国家的所有老百姓。愿佛法僧三宝加庇诸位健康长寿，万事如意，谢谢大家。